from the bench at number 10, you've now walked another couple hundred yards and you've reached the end of the nature trail. This site is located on the edge of the marsh and it looks over Taylor's Island Wildlife Management Area, as well as some more TNC property off to the east. You'll see big, expansive needle rush marshes here. This is a tidally influenced marsh, so no longer still water. Here, the water comes up and goes out twice a day and creates a totally different type of wetland habitat. If you're here in the summertime, you'll see an amazing array of beautiful dragonflies of all different shapes, sizes, and colors. You'll find a bench and another placard from the Nature Conservancy explaining a little bit about the area. And the grass that grows all around is called Spartina patens or salt hay. I mentioned earlier in the tour that this was once a forage food for cattle. You'll also see what the locals call high tide bush growing along the edges of the marsh here, some salt marsh bulrush, little sporadic stands of that. But the large stands of really thick-looking vegetation out on the open marsh, kind of grayish-brown colored, even in the summer months, is called needlerush. And if you try to walk through it, you'll discover why they call it needlerush. It has very sharp points on it. It will actually give you little splinters in your skin and can be quite discomforting to walk through. There's also some three-square bulrush out along the borders of the needlerush and several islands of loblolly pine that you can see in all directions. Another beautiful sight. Eagles are commonly seen in here. And again, sika deer are very prevalent in this part of the preserve as well. So out here at the end of the nature trail, if you walk out into the marsh a little bit, you'll see evidence of nutria damage or former nutria damage in the form of trails eroded into the base of the three square marsh. If you bounce on the ground, you'll be able to tell that it's very spongy feeling. And that's because these marshes live on top of a layer of organic peat or muck. It's a very soft substrate that's highly vulnerable to erosion when the tide comes in and out twice a day. So these wetlands get inundated by water at high tide, and that water movement in and out increases the rate of erosion. And as that organic muck that these plants all grow on top of is eroded, they actually begin to sink. They can only tolerate a small change in elevation before the plants actually die off. And what you'll eventually get are these large open water bodies that merge together in small areas called nutria eatouts, where they have eaten out the vegetation, will merge together and create very large water bodies. If after your visit to the preserve today you go to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, you'll be able to see the results of that erosion at a grand scale along the wildlife drive at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.